A little bit. But oh. I got good hearing.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, there we go.
You know, everybody sees your finished product when you're on the field. How would you describe the level of preparation that it takes, not just for this game, for every game, but particularly beyond the film study, players you might reach out to, anything special to go the extra mile?
For me, no. I don't really go the extra mile. I just I don't want to make anything up. Just stay consistent. I practice like I'm playing the game, so the games can be easy for me. And just one day at a time. Yesterday went hard. Today I obviously go hard. And not just for me, it's just bringing the other guys with me at practice. You know, the other wide receivers, the defensive backs. I mean, just everybody as a team, just going out there and putting a great practice together.
In what specific ways have you guys evolved as a receiving corps since Raheem Morris took over coaching position two seasons ago?
For us, we set a standard in our room, and Raheem, he holds us to that standard, myself included. It doesn't matter, you know, what year you is in the room, what you're capable of. We think everybody in our room can make plays, can beat man-to-man, and one thing Raheem brought to the room is the way we look at defense.
Julio, yesterday was National Signing Day. Did you get a chance to check out Alabama's recruiting class?
I did not, but I seen we finished number one.
To your left. Julio, can you talk about your background in track and whether you ever considered track as your main career?
I wouldn't say it was my main career. It was for me to just travel, you know, when I was younger. I went to California, came out to Houston, a lot of indoor track, and just worked on explosion, you know, and it helped me out a lot, especially playing football.
Josina Anderson, ESPN, right here, Julio, right here.
I see you.
So you had just talked about, shut your mouth, you talked about how Raheem Morris actually helped you with the way that you see defenses, but can you explain how your perspective changed with his insight? We know he was a former defensive backs coach with the Bucks and the Redskins, but how did he change the way in which you look at defenses, and what insight have you garnered from him?
Well, from him, it's just like, you know, he can't really tell me a lot about being a receiver because I've been doing it my whole career. You know, it's just time. I mean, he's been over there on the defensive side, and he understands defense, and for us, what they're trying to scheme, what they're trying to do on the defensive side, as far as what they're trying to take away, what leverage they have to play, and what the gaps that are in the defense. I mean, I understand where they are as a receiver, but he just tell us the concepts about far as where the linebackers are going to buzz to, what jobs they have to do on particular plays.
Another thing I just wanted to clarify, because I know when you and I spoke earlier in the week, you said what you anticipated as far as your level of participation would be full, even though you're being listed as limited. So would you say that that's just more out of a cautious thing with the team, or do you feel like you're going full go and you're, you know, you feel great just like we spoke about on Monday?
I'm definitely going full go. I'm flying around. I don't know about, you know, limited or what, so.
Hi, Julio. Paolo Bandini from The Guardian.
Julio.
This offense this season is going at a rate that even for an offense that was already pretty productive, like an extra more than a yard per attempt, I think, for Matt this season. Mm-hmm. Is that more about scheme? Is that about his development? Is it about your development? What's allowed that to happen?
The whole offense allowed that to happen. The way we go out there and explosive, and it starts with the offensive line. They do a great job for us, keeping Matt upright. And giving us time, giving him time to throw the ball down the field, and gaping holes for the running backs to run through.
Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet. I'm interested from your perspective what you feel sets Matt Ryan apart as an elite quarterback.
You know, his demeanor, his chill demeanor. You know, he's not a guy, you know, hey, look at me either, you know, as a quarterback. He's a guy that is never really in the spotlight. You know, as a quarterback, you usually see, you know, quarterbacks, they talk about quarterbacks a lot. And Matt's not one of those guys that, you know, you hear a lot from. He's just a hard-working guy. and his consistency over the years he's been in the league. He's been great with me. The last 6 years I've been here with him, he's been phenomenal.
Julio, there's a lot of eccentric wide receivers out there at the top of the NFL. Mm-hmm. You've been described this week by Thomas Dimitrov as a diva-less receiver. Is it something that you're taking pride in? And why are you so different than the other top receivers on that matter?
Not, you know, focusing on taking pride in it. At the end of the day, I'm just being me. You know, this is how I was brought up, this is how I was raised, and this is how I attack the game. Like, I just go out there and just play. I mean, football is a physical sport. It's a man's sport, and that's the way I play it.
Hey, Julio. Can you talk about what the next 3 days are going to be like for you? And, you know, to use the cliche, how do you treat Sunday like any other game?
I just do. The next 3 days for me, today we're going to go to practice. We're going to practice hard. I'm not going to make anything up. You know, as far as my routine, I mean, it's just one day at a time. I'm not looking forward to Sunday, like, right now, like, oh, Sunday. It's just one day at a time. I got to put the work in to be, you know, where I want to be at on Sunday.
Julio, down here in the front, whether it was coming out of college or in the NFL, what type of connection have you had with Bill Belichick, and has he ever had a chance to just express his thoughts on your play?
No, I haven't had any communication at all or, you know, with Bill Belichick. But you can see he's a great, you know, head coach. So, yeah.